an Acquired Taste podcast. We're your three girlfriends that you might not like right away, but after a while of forcefully hanging with us, we're an acquired taste.
So at least 6 months. Stick around.
Yeah, it
takes about
right.
6 months.
And then you may go back to not liking us, but it's okay.
But then you've earned not liking us, and then we believe you. I'm Bethany. I'm sitting next to Kathleen and Sam.
Hey, guys.
And one of the things that I wanted to bring up today is the issue of things that I just don't understand that people do. And I don't bring this up with any judgment. I just don't understand it. For example, I was texting you ladies last night, and I've never understood it when women name their breasts. Like, you know, I've had girlfriends
Froda
in the past.
And Roy are very offended by this.
Like, Mary and Rhoda. Like, I don't understand the thing behind it. But I would like to have someone explain this to me. Why do women name their breasts?
Kathleen? You guys are looking at me like I name my breasts, and I'm here to tell you that I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't. But I do name my car. Is that weird?
No, I feel like that's normal. Like, I name my car, too. But, well, like, I know guys name their junk, women name their breasts.
My question is, does it have to be, because I saved this question for the podcast, although sometimes I wish our text messages had their own show, because they're often funnier than we are. But is it you that names it, or aren't you supposed to get a name from someone?
I mean, the women that I've talked to, and we've had some women on the air, too, who name them themselves.
Okay, that I'm very unfamiliar with, and I'm with Bethany. I don't get it.
So how do you go about naming your breasts? Is it like when you see a baby, you're like, yes, that baby looks like a Ryan.
Right.
You know, or maybe you have a couple of names picked out, and you have to kind of like feel how this name fits with the child. Is it like when your breasts are fully grown, you're like, yes, you are Cynthia and you are Tabitha.
I think it's like a fully grown thing, and you have to sort of figure out. But see, and this is getting like a little bit too deep with it, but my thing is, I don't like the idea of separating yourself from your body.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's a sense, it maybe is a sign of discomfort with your own body that
That's
you
deep.
Have to make it into something else.
That's deep.
Is that too deep? Am I just looking
no,
too much into it?
No, I don't think it's too deep. I don't think it's too deep, but I don't want to answer that question because this is not a long leather couch, and then you guys might have to take a copay for my problems.
My copay is only like $20, so I'm all right with it.
If I were with a guy and I was about to have sex with him for the first time and he was like, here are my balls and these are their names, it would be the biggest turnoff for me.
I agree.
To like shake its little tiny nut hand.
Yeah.
Because it's like, why are you that fascinated with your own body parts that you gave them names?
I've named as a joke a boyfriend before.
What did you name him?
Oh, boy.
Tell us. Spill it.
Well, I guess we're not dating anymore. This might appeal to... this is just so messed up, guys. Yep. To 90s kids who used to watch Rugrats, Reptar had this arch nemesis named Thorg.
Yep.
And Thorg's catchphrase was, Thorg hungry, Thorg want eat. So whenever he was particularly aroused, I'm like, can you get Thorg out of here for a minute, please?
Oh,
I'm trying to like cook.
Oh my
god! And then it just caught on, but it wasn't like a serious name. It wasn't like, this looks like a Thorg. You know, it just kind of...
It happens.
You desecrated the Rugrats.
Well,
I feel like that is like totally understandable.
Okay.
That's a little bit more acceptable than like looking at yourself in the mirror and going, I'm going to name you Shauna and I'm going to name you Carla.
Mm-mm. If you had to name them though, because we've named in the earlier episode, we named our lady Cave.
Yes.
So just for the sake of tradition, girls, what would you name either each one or the situation up top? They can have a joint name.
No, obviously Rose and Blanche. I mean, like, obviously.
Because they're golden.
Because they're golden girls.
I've always said that about them.
I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it.
Put on the feet. Thank you. I like that. Kathleen, what do you get?
I'm going to go with chips and dip. You know.
Because they're the life of the party.
Yeah, they're the life of the party.
What about you, Sam? What would you name them?
I think I'd have to go with Joan of Arc because they're feminine but strong.
Oh, good. They're both named Joan, or one is Joan and one is Arc?
It's a situation.
It's a
situation.
The ensemble.
Yeah, they won't start a fight, but they'll finish it, damn it.
If you're listening to this and you think you have a really great name for your set of tatas, please tweet us your name at Acquired Podcast because we want to hear what's your name and your things.
Bonus if it's your actual boobs account.
Yeah.
Like our name is, and it's an account from your just... Mm. Your ladies.
If you start a Twitter account for your breasts, I mean...
Yeah. Can you be our next guest on our next bonus episode?
Exactly. Okay, here's my other question of something I don't get.
Yes.
Frisbee.
No!
I don't get it.
Okay.
What don't you get?
You just play ball. Just play with the ball.
Why don't you like a frisbee?
Because it doesn't go where it's supposed to go. I don't understand. Why are you... Throwing and catching a ball is difficult enough as it is. Why are you making it more difficult? And I apologize if, like, your great-grandfather invented the frisbee and you're offended right now, but I do not understand frisbee. I don't understand frisbee.
In college, I lived next to a group of guys who were all on the ultimate frisbee team.
Yeah.
The ultimate frisbee.
And I thought they were the cutest people ever. I particularly had a crush on one, and they were really into it. So I kind of like frisbee because of them.
No, you don't. No, because this is why. If it's ultimate frisbee, you're making something aggressive, which is totally not aggressive. It's like ultimate thumb wars or like ultimate cotton ball fight. It's like so stupid. You throw a frisbee, if it gains enough speed to be considered ultimate, it could slice through your body, and it's like a weapon.
Isn't ultimate frisbee just the Olympic sport when they give you the metal one?
Is it a discus?
That's right. Never mind.
That's cool.
I think there's like a whole set of rules and things that I don't know about, and it makes it a pretty competitive thing.
Well, so is throwing a ball. Just throw a ball.
Just throw the damn ball.
Just throw the ball.
Wow, deep-rooted kind of dog issues going on here.
Yeah. I didn't even realize how mad frisbee makes me until I started texting you guys about it last night, and then I ran out of like the ability to convey via capital letters. So I just gave up.
You reached your caps limit. Your phone said no.
I was like, no more.
Like, we're done. I just can't do it. Because you said it doesn't go where you want to go. I've like, people have had like fat lips from playing with me. I can't control it.
No, I'm just mad. It's not supposed to be a thing.
I think it's like when you're at the club and you beat up the beat. I think you're supposed to start low and then the frisbee ends up going high.
A little bit softer now, a little bit louder now.
I have something that I don't understand.
What's that?
Why do people sometimes only drink hot coffee or only drink cold coffee, iced coffee? They taste exactly the same.
No, they don't.
Bethany's going to object on this one.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
What's up,
yes,
Bethany? Okay. Hot coffee tastes like dirt, like hot dirt. And then that's why you add creamer to it.
No.
But cold coffee tastes like smoother and rounder, hence you can drink it black.
Okay. I'm going to give you that.
But I understand and I've learned something. Thank you.
There is a difference in a slight difference in the taste of the coffee when hot water touches the beans because, and I've read about this, there's an acidity factor.
Sure, yeah, blah, 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 chemical science.
But they really taste the same in
no,
the end.
They don't.
They absolutely do. Like, how can you drink your cold coffee black and your hot coffee with creamer?
No, and this is the... You nailed it, because this is the big question
Bethany's
for me.
Bethany's getting really upset right now because I'm talking to her about coffee feelings.
I am so Switzerland right now. I'm like, my neck is starting to hurt because I'm looking back and forth.
Because I want them to taste the same. No one wants you to be right more than me, because I want to drink my coffee black all the time.
Yeah.
But I can't.
I think we need to get Bethany not burnt coffee, because statistically, most of the hot coffee in the world is served burnt. Or stale.
Yeah. Oh.
So maybe that's it. It's easier. Cold brew is done differently, so it's not burnt or nor is it stale, something like that. But it's easier to have a nice cup of cold brew than it is to have a nice cup of black hot coffee. So I think we have to find a place.
Man,
that's
as,
it. That's
as
that.
New Yorkers and those who live around the New York area, aren't we predisposed to love burnt black hot coffee?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I want to love black coffee more than anything, because it sounds so chic. Like, you know, whenever it's fashion week, they do these articles and stuff like, we ask the supermodels what they eat for breakfast to power through fashion week. And it's always like 2 egg whites and a cup of black coffee. Like, that's what they used to power through the whole day.
Cute. I leave that in my bathroom. That's what I eat when I go to pee.
Wait, Sam, how do you drink your coffee?
It depends. You know me. I'm a body temperature gal. It's always black, but it's depending on the time of year. Like, right now, I will do hot coffee until the spring. Then I'll switch to iced.
My mother trained my brother and I to only drink black coffee.
Oh, that's trained? So cool.
Yeah, like putting milk in your coffee in my house was a sin.
Wow.
You didn't do it.
Really?
Yep. So now I just drink it black no matter what. And every time someone's like, really? You're going to drink your coffee black? I'm like, black like my heart, baby.
I'm so impressed. Will you teach me?
I will.
Teach me your secret ways.
The first thing Bethany asked from me, because I was an intern when Bethany just started working here, and Bethany felt so badly. The one thing interns do here that is not radio related is they get coffee in the morning.
But yeah. We feel guilty about it because it's not their duty.
Nope, I don't feel guilty.
I did it too. Get me my coffee. Mm-hmm. My turn. So I went into Bethany and I said, "Hey, I'm going making a run. Would you like any coffee?" And Bethany coyly hands me her money and said, "Can you ask for coffee that's the color of my skin?"
Which is pure white.
Yeah. It's like they gave me a cup of milk and then they handed me two espresso beans. That was that.
But that's how Wendy Williams has her coffee too. She asks for it the color of her skin.
Get out.
Yeah, because she had an intern get her coffee as well. And so it's like this specific color of like, you know, brown with a little bit of milk mixed into like this perfect caramel color. And it's a really good way if like if your skin actually matches the color of your coffee, you've got it made.
What kind of coffee would I have?
You'd be mostly milk.
I'd be a milk heavy cappuccino.
Yeah.
There we go.
Once when I was an intern, I had a boss who was really specific about the color of her coffee, and she sent me back to Starbucks 4 times because I wasn't getting it right.
Oh my gosh.
And the cash register, the person working the cash register, the last time I came back looked at me and was just like, "Wow, your day is not going well."
Yeah. At least they understood. They could have been an a-hole. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all employees who understand that if someone's life sucks and it affects yours, it still means it started with their life sucking.
Yeah, for sure.
Be nice.
What about you, Sam? Is there anything you don't get?
Oh, most of my day is things I don't get. I do have something I never understood, and I know I'm in the minority, and you guys are going to have to take it easy on me.
Okay.
I don't agree with the combination of sweet and savory.
Are you British?
I don't. I might.
What
only,
are you, British?
Only my humor. Only my humor. But I don't get it. Chicken and waffles, like the pancake wraps that are an omelet rolled up in a pancake.
Yeah.
Some of the most popular dishes at these places here, especially for breakfast. No. I don't understand. It does not taste good. You're confusing my head. You're confusing your taste buds. Pick a side.
Do French fries dipped into a milkshake count, or is that more salty and sweet?
Like, technically, I guess it counts.
So do you like pretzels dipped in chocolate?
I can have that.
So that's more salty probably than savory.
Yeah. If it's got like a hard salt to it, I can do that. Like, I think I could dip a fry into milkshake. I've tried that and it didn't offend me. But I have tried the omelets wrapped in, and it doesn't make, I don't get it. And anytime I have someone over or I go out to breakfast with them and they have the waffles and the chicken.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yes, but it's so delicious.
No, it smells confusing. Brain does not compute, restart computer.
Have you tried it?
No.
Oh, here's the
There's this really famous pizza place here in New York called Roberta's, and I think the main location is in Brooklyn, but they have a couple, and they have a very famous type of pizza called the bee sting, so it has honey on top of it.
That sounds amazing.
It's amazing.
The interestingness of it might trump the combination. Like, I might have to try it because of how weird it is, but...
Okay, will you do us a favor?
Maybe.
No, you will. You will do us a favor.
What? You're going to sit there and you're going to eat that chicken and waffles and you're going to like it.
And you're going to eat it.
For me, it would have to be like salmon waffles. I can't eat the fish.
No,
it's awful. Chicken? Come up with an alternative.
Oh, that's right. You don't eat chicken.
If you guys could come up with something that's within the realms of my life diet, then yes.
Tofurky and waffles?
Yeah, if you can eat something deep fried with a waffle on it. Just to get that thing. If you do that, I'll drink black coffee 2 days in a row. Shaking
on it. There's a reaching of a hand.
We just shook on it. We just shook on it.
It's an agreement. It's formal.
I have one more thing.
Yes.
Well, I have 7 more things. Why is it that women will wear high heels? I agree. It makes you look good, but, you know, whatever. But we've all seen that chick who can't walk.
Yeah.
And she still wears them.
Yeah.
And when you inquire, because, you know, if it's your friend, oh, your heels, whatever, they're like, yeah, don't they look awesome? It's like, yeah, until the breeze blows and you can't stand up.
Yeah.
No, heels make you look great. Kathleen's laughing.
They walk like pigeons.
Are you one of them, Kathleen, or you have my same thought bubble?
No, I can't walk in pumps. I can only walk in, I can walk in very high heels, no problem. But the top of my foot has to be strapped in.
Okay.
So I wear a lot of Mary Janes. I wear a lot of T-straps. I have issues with pumps.
Do you still wear them though? Even though you walk like a penguin that's about to take a dump?
My right leg does this thing where it's kind of disconnected from my left, where it's wiggling. Like, my heel starts to come out to like keep the shoe on.
Yeah.
So I don't have steady legs when I walk.
She's like a newborn deer.
I think what it is that they know they look amazing when they're standing still and posing.
Yeah.
And so then they're like, well, I'll just hang on to, you know, Elizabeth and she'll help me walk. But I'm with you on that. I'm like, girls, if you can't wear them, no shame.
Yeah.
Then don't wear them.
Yeah.
You know, you've been to a wedding where there's a girl who literally never wears heels.
Yeah.
And puts on like a 6-inch pump. And you're like, oh, honey, no.
Just still walking.
Right? I'm uncomfortable watching you be uncomfortable. Like, you're not fooling anyone. We're all feeling odd here, but your calves are on point.
See, you're a better person than I am because you feel bad for them. I just laugh at them.
Yeah. I read this article that kitten heels are coming back. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
What is kitten heel?
It's like, you know, that very small, nubby heel.
Yeah, it's like a nipple. It's like a nipple, but a heel.
Yeah.
Okay.
A kitten heel.
Coming back. I have never heard of this.
She used to be British VJ and now she's like fashion it girl. Alexa Chung.
Alexa Chung, yes.
She wears a lot of kitten heels.
Yeah.
Because she's very tall.
Well, this sounds easy.
Yeah. No, okay. You would like a kitten heel.
Bethany's totally on the other end of the spectrum though, because fun fact, on her resume, it actually says can run in heels.
Yeah, can
and
run in
heels. And if you haven't tried it, try it before you snicker at that so supposedly easy thing.
Yeah, put on 4 or 5 inch pumps.
Yeah.
And now run like there's an explosion behind you.
First, make sure your health insurance is covered.
I mean,
then do it.
If your feet can take a beating, then it's a really good workout.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think it's a good thing. I understand a lot.
I know. I feel like there should be a part two of this.
Drink your coffee black. Maybe we'll do a bonus episode of it.
Why are we all standing away from a microphone?
I'm tired.
I'm tired.
It's been a long day. All right. Let's, I'm sorry we can't go longer.
Why can't we go longer?
Because I have to go to an appointment and it's just today is one of those days.
She's getting a unicorn. Cornhorn installed.
I know, I'm so excited.
You guys can go on without me if you want to, though. Why are you going without me?
No way.
Oh.
Bitch about all the things we don't understand.
About
you're the voice of reason. We're not going to figure anything out if you leave.
Together or never.
No, right. Exactly. Let's all go around the room, Bethany.
Okay, things that we learned this week. You know what? I learned, do not jump to conclusions about people, because do you remember my neighbor who I, you know, ceiling, et cetera, et cetera. I assumed he was very angry at me because I assumed he thought that I had called the cops. Turns out we both got locked out of our building yesterday together. He was not mad at me at all.
Oh.
Hmm.
No.
Was he apologetic?
Wow. No, also not apologetic, but not mad at me. And so that made me happy and it made me realize that I am very good at putting thoughts in people's heads, but I am very terrible at actually making those thoughts accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be something that you listening need to think about as well. Whose ideas are you putting into whose heads? And maybe you're wrong. Maybe you're wrong about what they're thinking. You might be wrong. You might be right, but you might be wrong.
I might be crazy. It just might be a lunatic you're looking for. I hate myself.
Turn out the lights!
All right, Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I read, and I have no idea if it's true. I did not follow up.
All right.
But I read that the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland.
What?
Yeah, that was my reaction, and I didn't do any follow-up Googling. I probably should have.
No, please don't. No one correct her.
Yeah.
I want
to believe that.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. Let's keep that going.
Yeah. Crap. That's awesome. I learned, be careful about self-cleaning ovens. Maybe don't clean them. You might set a flame.
Oh no.
Someone started a fire.
Yeah, I just did an apple pie and it had too much filling leak over and I wanted to be a good daughter and clean the oven, which I did do. But apparently when mom turned the self-cleaning feature on, which she does every couple of weeks, it did not like what I used.
Did you use chemicals inside of the oven?
Yeah, I thought it would be getting all clean.
That's a rookie move.
I know.
That's okay. It happens.
Do research first. No one was hurt in the process except to my mom's forehead because of how mad she was and how close her eyebrows got together.
Oh, gosh.
I meant well.
We love your mother.
We do.
Thank you so much for listening this week. Who knows? Maybe we'll have time for a bonus. Maybe we won't.
Yes.
But let's try. Let's give it the old college try.
Okay.
If you want to follow us, you certainly can. We love to hear your thoughts all the time. Tweet us at Acquired Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast. We're also on the Facebooks, Acquired Taste Podcast. And we will talk to you next week.